Hey guys, Natalie here with another episode. So today is about 5 second rule and about book called 5 second rule by Mel Robbins. There's also this 31 sessions that I'm going through right now. It's an email course, so to say. And in session 5, there is Mel explains this such thing as brain dump, which I did today, and it worked very well. It worked like magic, actually. So this is when you're extremely overwhelmed and when you're lying at night and thinking all those thoughts, like what you can do, like what you're going to do on your vacation. Should you like, this is what I was thinking, like, oh, should I take, because I'm going to the mountains snowboarding. And should I take half day ski pass on the last day so I could enjoy more time in a beautiful hotel that I booked? And should I do that? And should I do that? Should I book massage or no? Or is it too much money? Will I have enough money? Is it gonna be fine? Blah, blah, blah. Well, I need to rate this podcast tomorrow. I need to read this rest of the articles from Nicholas Cole. I need to write a new article for TC. I need to write first article for Unwritten. I need to go to the gym. I need to buy yogurt. And all this kind of stuff. And it's basically kept me all night for till about 5 a.m. probably. I got up at 10. Which is pretty unusual. If I stay up till 5 a.m. I usually get up at 12 or something. But anyway, starting my day fresh. And last night I decided that I was going to do this brain dump. So Mel Robbins says, the bigger the challenges that you face, the more proof you have that you can survive absolutely anything that life throws at you. For sure. The thing is that your brain is filled up with all this stuff that probably like 70% of it you don't need right now. You don't need to do right now. You don't need to decide right now. So you're feeling extremely overwhelmed by all the Instagram feeds, all the Facebook feeds, all the feeds ever, all your messages that you get, everything that is in your phone, everything that's in your life, everything that's work. You feel extremely overwhelmed because basically your brain has no more space to put information to, you know, because it's so already like so full that it basically the brain cells are spilling out of your ears, metaphorically. So the brain dump is this technique that you do. You take a piece of paper and you write everything. You write everything you need to do. You write everything you feel bad about, or you feel that you should have done a long time ago, or everything you're worried about. You basically dump everything that's in your head on a piece of paper. It took me like 10 minutes to do it. Like everything I need to do, everything I'm thinking about, everything. It wasn't the like two-sided piece of paper. It was like one A4. So it wasn't that much that my brain was thinking about. But it was overwhelmed still because I have so many ideas all the time. And I write it down. And some of it I need some time to do. And while I'm not doing it and waiting for that time when I can actually do it, my brain gets overridden and goes to exactly like different place and wants something else to do with that, and it's a really vicious circle. So once you brain dumped everything on the paper, you take a highlighter and you highlight 3 things, okay, maybe 4 if it's necessary, that you are gonna do right now, that are relevant right now, that you have to do today, that you cannot wait to do tomorrow, you cannot wait to You know, you don't have to decide if, for me, it's like, for example, I don't have to decide if I have to book a massage today, but it bothers me because I want to book a massage. But I'm not sure if I should, because the hotel is expensive enough. But I've always wanted to. I've never had a massage done, and I'm sure that I would love a massage when I'm snowboarding every day. And yeah, that. And I'm afraid that when I'm gonna come there and decide at the place, at the hotel, there's gonna be no places and stuff like that, you know. I'm worried about money, I'm worried about that. But the point is, I don't have to be worried right now because I'm not going yet. I'm going in February, in the end of February. So there's that. And I have this whole lot of things on the paper about getting a new helmet, which I probably shouldn't, because I have an old helmet which is working. But I want a new helmet because I got new goggles, and I want the whole new gear. So I'm trying to get new gear, like, over the course of this year. And the thing is that it doesn't cost so much, but I don't want to spend money on it and then not spend it on something else. So it's difficult, all this brain working, and like, please stop, brain, stop thinking. I wish it could. But yeah, just try this brain dump. It actually works pretty well. I just did it, and I'm gonna highlight the things that I have to do today. For sure, that would be present for a friend, gym. Basically, that's it. That's the most important things that I have to do today. But the thing is, I could cross some others off my list when I'm done with those. And in the end, it's not that hard, the overwhelm, but the overwhelm is real, and it happens to all of us, and it happens pretty much every day. Not as much overwhelm, but still, it's, for me, it's more like not even worries and like thoughts, but it's more like to-do list or something I want to do in the future. But it's important to strategize and important to prioritize what you need to do right now. This has been Natalie in another episode of my podcast. Thank you for listening.